right, hello everybody, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
How's everyone doing today? You can call us, 201-793-SHOW, 201-793-7469, and you can email us your comments and your criticisms at theshow@duo.com, D-E-W-O-H.com. And you can watch us live via streaming video every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central, unless we start late like we have been for the last 3 weeks, at duo.com/theshow/live. We're slightly on time. It's 2:20.
Yeah. So we usually start at 2:30?
No, we usually start at 2.
Oh.
Yeah, 2 o'clock Central is when you can call us. Or, I mean, watch us. You can call us, too, I guess, but no one really does that. So I don't even really think the phone number works anymore. It should work. I don't know. Who cares? Either way, email us, because that's the best way to get a hold of us.
Yep.
Today we're going to play the Gangster Indian.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to read some of your reader letters. We're going to talk about the Halloween prank stories. AJ's here today, which is always...
Finally.
Yay.
That's a big deal for everybody when AJ's here. And Matthew's here, and his microphone's broken, so can't hear him. I turned it up, and it crackles. Yep. Sorry, Matthew. And Whitney is here, and Sarah's here, and Lucas.
He has something very important to Shay, one of us.
Shay?
Share.
I said Shay.
Whoops.
He has something.
I just think about Matthew, and I think about things. Never
like
mind.
Shay?
Wow. Yes, like Shay.
I don't.
Yeah, can't
There's
hear Matthew.
There's a nickel in this candle.
I know. Someone put that in there. It's slightly evil. I don't like people who put nickels in my candles. Isn't that illegal to melt down candy? Coins like that?
Yeah, I think it is illegal to melt them down. Actually, Andrea could get arrested because she's been using money to make jewelry, and she's been like putting holes in pennies, and apparently that's also illegal.
That ain't illegal. How is that illegal?
I don't know. It's like defacing government property or something.
Yeah, apparently.
That's really gay.
It's not that, you know, we don't own it or anything.
Well, since Matthew's in the military... If we, like, kick him, is that also defacing government property?
Don't get started on military again today, please.
AJ, what time did you get to bed last night?
Last night, AJ got to bed about 3:30.
Okay. So you're still pretty tired then?
No.
No? AJ seriously has this weird, like, sleep schedule where he can stay up and, like, sleep for, like, 2 hours and be completely well-rested the next day. It's crazy.
It's upside down.
Yeah. Winnie, what time did you get to bed?
Duh.
Probably about 2:30.
I noticed you were on Facebook last night really late.
Yeah.
Your parents must have been offended by the fact that you got home so late.
Oh, it's time to go, but he's up until 2:30.
I wasn't up until 2:30. I went to bed right after you guys left. I was tired. And then I woke up at like 11. I don't know how that happened. I woke up at like 8 o'clock and looked at the clock and like it's like 8. And so I went back to bed and then I woke up at like 10:50. And I was like, wow, it's 10:50. And then I was way behind on show prep, and I barely got done before 2 o'clock. But it doesn't matter. I could have taken my time, apparently.
That's true.
Everybody showed up 20 minutes late anyway.
Not everybody.
Hey.
Just Lucas.
That's true. Whitney and Sarah showed up on time.
It's Lucas' fault.
Hey, I could have been here by 1.
Matthew and AJ were on time, too. It's just Lucas's fault.
Yeah, I could have been
Lucas, you suck.
It's all him.
Yeah, good job, Lucas.
Jeez, you
whore. What were you doing?
I have a mohawk to make up for that, though.
No, you do not.
It does not really technically make up for anything.
Yes, it does. It makes up for everything.
We didn't start recording the show. Someone probably should go do that right now.
Oh.
Over there on the video. It's all right. They don't care anyway. They all know the opening of the show.
Oh.
Hello, everyone.
Recording started.
Hi.
Sorry, you missed the first 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
4 minutes, not even five. It wasn't even 5 minutes.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
We played... We played Clint Eastwood by the Gorillaz.
Did you get a new tat?
No, that's fake.
It is?
Yeah. AJ don't put ink on his body because it's bad.
You get ink poisoning from it.
And people don't like it. And it looks really bad. And my friends don't approve. I got a tattoo, and I paid $10 for it.
Wow, only $10.
That was a long way to go for that.
That was amazing.
Yeah. So, anything anyone really wants to talk about? Anything exciting that happened this week?
I got a mohawk.
Yeah, besides Lucas getting a mohawk. Because we got a few things I want to cover in the first break here, so no one really has anything pressing to talk about.
Not particularly.
I don't think so. Now, okay.
Our lives are boring, basically.
They pretty much are, yeah. Oh, I want to mention it first thing that, just some duo stuff, that a Colby and Colton show is now online, so go and listen. It's pretty funny. There's a new episode every Tuesday of that, so the first episode's up online now, and it's pretty funny. Why is Lucas touching me?
I hear rustling in the wind.
That's really awkward. and interesting. Thank you for sharing.
I don't even know what just happened. All right, well, do we want to do the prank stories, or do we want to do Lucas calls places?
In the first break?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we got the gangster ending in the last break.
Oh. We should... Let's talk about pranks.
Okay.
We can talk about our lives.
Someone's phone is on. AJ, you got to move your phone away from the microphones. Yeah, it did. We can hear it over here.
Yeah.
It
just now
did. Like, I know. It takes a little while for data to travel across the air. I'm a psychic with phones when I'm on the radio. Ooh. I can tell you exactly when you're going to send a text message, when you're going to get a text message, when you're going to get a call, and when you're going to receive a call.
No, he's sleeping.
Okay, now since my computer...
What?
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 What? Since my computer crashed, okay, and I lost all the emails, I don't have the names for these Halloween pranks, but we'll get the names and I'll announce them, and because I just got to search my email and find them again. But Sarah was gracious enough to get these pranks for us. And I have four of them.
I do try.
I have four of them. And I guess we'll just pick the best one.
Yep.
Sounds pretty good.
So let's find some good Halloween music here.
You did have all of your creepy stuff last week.
I did. I still have... What do you mean? I did.
Oh, you
I still
have
it.
It.
I just turned it off. See?
You have way too much fun.
I still have them.
You're scaring Matthew while he's eating a burrito over there.
That's what he
That's called. Unsafe. That's beautiful.
I know.
Thunder and lightning.
I know. I know. Isn't it amazing?
That's what happens.
Let's see. What's good Halloween Matthew. Music? Let's see
The Exorcist?
Here. Banjos? Banjos good Halloween music?
No.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No? No?
I would have to say yes on that.
No.
The Godfather.
I thought The Godfather would be good.
It just having too much fun dancing. Yeah.
The Price is Right.
Ball.
Okay, we're going to do the Price is Right theme behind it. Here we go. All right.
Welcome to the show.
Really gets me in the mood for Halloween.
I know. It gets everyone in the mood
with
for Halloween.
Bob.
Bob Barker ain't on Halloween anymore.
With Bob Barker.
Bob Barker's not on Halloween anymore.
Did I just say the Halloween?
To
yes,
the price.
You did.
That's right.
Great. Drew Carey's on The Price is Right now.
Yeah. If that was longer, we'd play that behind it.
That would be cool, but that would get incredibly
We'll just stick
annoying.
With our standard music. Mm-hmm. The jazzy stuff that lasts a long time. Okay, so here's the pranks.
Okay.
All right, first prank. All right, so a friend of mine was a real big prankster, and honestly, there's no better time to pull a prank than on Halloween. Ghosts, zombies, vampires, there's just a huge selection. My friend Jake had a brilliant idea. He came across some medical bandages at a family member's garage sale and took as much of it as he could carry. Matthew, get out of the room. Get out of the room. Leave. If you can't act like an older than a 9-year-old, you're not going to be allowed to be in the studio. Past 2 days that Matthew's been here,
Intense.
He's been throwing stuff. What stuff has Matthew thrown? Let's take a sidetrack right here. He's thrown a pillow
Pillows.
Yesterday. He threw
coins.
And now he's throwing wrappers for his food that he's eating on the air. Unacceptable.
There's no point in taking that microphone. He's not going to turn it on.
Yeah. I know. It doesn't. It makes a crackle as soon as I turn it on. Yeah, you not moving something is impossible. Anyway, my friend Drake and I had come across some medical bandages, garage sale, blah, blah, blah. Wanted to look at all of the white cloth, and I knew there was only one thing we could do, mummies. So we enlisted the help of his sister and another friend to wrap the two of us up in medical bandages. We looked spectacular, just like two good old props from a holiday.
You cannot even talk today.
Hey! Matthew threw me off. He hit me with a burrito wrapper.
Yeah.
From a Hollywood movie set. We placed ourselves strategically on the porch before the first trick-or-treaters arrived. I was sitting on the porch bench, holding a bucket of candy, and he was leaning against the wall. We could barely see anything, but it was totally worth it. He didn't even have to try to cover up our breathing because the bandages were wrapped so tight. That sounds uncomfortable. And of course, it was dark
Only
out.
Slightly.
We waited for a while, letting the neighborhood kids get used to us being inanimate objects. Then the perfect moment arrived. A group of about 10 kids came up to the porch, and one of them rang the doorbell. Two others spotted the candy I was holding, and they all rushed over to take some. As soon as the first kid had reached his hand inside the box, Jake started moaning. The kids started to look around, wondering where the noise came from. Then I stood up. They all screamed and ran away as fast as they could. We chased them for a while, and they completely forgot about their candy bags in the shock of it all. So we picked them up, and we saved the candy for ourselves for later.
Nice.
Then, of course,
nice.
We sat back down in our positions and waited casually for our next victims.
I like it when people steal candy from children. That
I
makes
know.
Me happy.
That's
it's
pretty
so,
rad. I that's like pretty, that.
Yeah, all these AJ will probably do sometime in the next year.
That's pretty rad.
All right. Prank number two. Every Halloween, my church threw a big harvest festival. My
sounds like Word of Life.
My church friends and I all decided it was pretty lame from the very early age. By the time we were all about 16, we decided that our church could use a little wake-up call from the devil. Finding demonic mass is never very hard around Halloween, and neither is finding appropriate costumes. Our only real dilemma was who, how, and where. We decided to start. I cannot read.
Just take a deep breath. Try again.
Our only real dilemma was who, how, and where. We decided to start small and work our way up to the head man himself, Pastor Gerald.
Gerald.
Sorry, it's probably Gerald, but Gerald just sounds cooler.
Gerald.
We donned our costumes and our masks, made even better by the glow-in-the-dark paint we painted over the eyes. We looked terrifying. Black robes and the evilest-looking masks you could imagine, with big, snarling teeth, huge, sadistic eyes. The costumes even had fake hands we could put ours in, with long, bony fingers for the... I lost my page. I kind of killed the suspense. Long, bony fingers for tapping unsuspecting angels and biblical characters on the shoulder. We started off downstairs, where most of the festivities happened. All of the games and food were set up in our gym, so Steven hid in the guys' bathroom in one of the stalls. Sarah hid in the girls' bathroom in the closet. How come the girls get a closet?
Because they're special.
They have like a friggin' ping pong table.
I know.
Girls' bathroom.
Couches.
Got water slides and everything in there.
Slides.
But they're dirty water slides.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Just out of sight in the shadows. Steven waited a couple of, waited until a couple of teenage Jesuses were leaving themselves at the urinal. Carefully placed next to the lights, he flipped them off. The boys didn't scream. They were too cool for that, but they started laughing, if a little nervously. Steven decided to put them out of their mystery. Misery. Mad of mystery. He tapped them in the middle of the... He tapped the middle Jesus. Man, I cannot read.
Would you like someone else to
read? No, I'm going
to
retire. He tapped the middle Jesus on the shoulder first and whispered, "Want to play?" I don't want to go into details, but Steven said that he very narrowly avoided getting pee all over his costume. He flipped the lights back on and went back to his hiding spot. Sarah also had a great time. She was just tall enough for her freaky hands to reach over the top of the stalls, tapping lightly until she had gotten the unexpected girl or woman's attention. A few times she waited behind the stall doors as the girl or woman was walking out and then slammed the stall door shut and yelled boo. There were quite a few screams coming from the girl's bathroom. I got the best job though, Pastor Gerald. The man's office was right across the hall from the water fountain. He usually stayed holed up in there until the time came for him to go announce the winner of the best biblical costume. When he exited his office, carefully locking the door behind him,
as he always...
I didn't say licking!
He said...
I did not! I lurked out of the shadows and stood directly behind him. I whispered, "I hope you've been reading your Bible, old man, because hell is waiting." He turned around and screamed so loud, all the little old ladies from the cakewalk came running. Of course, we all got a talking to from our parents, but it was totally worth it to scare everyone at church.
That's amazing.
All right, prank number three. It was a couple of Halloweens back when my friends Brad and Rachel called me up and invited me to help them give out some candy and a few scares over at their place. We had a spooktacular evening, to say the least. In the case, they strobe light...
You really need to let someone else read.
Quit going so
I'm going to read the next one.
You can read slower.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can't. My girlfriend's parents really enjoyed Halloween.
You don't have to read it like a moron.
For one reason. All... Their
so
kids
I'm
were
throw
out of
something
the house.
At you. I'm gonna get mad.
Okay, fine.
Throw something
and they
at
got
you.
Some quality to alone time. Unbeknownst to my girlfriend, this is another prank, by the way. I skipped the last one because I couldn't read it. Unbeknownst to my girlfriend, her older brother Matt and I decided what is going on. Decided that his parents really, really needed to be pranked. While my girlfriend unknowingly helped us sneak into the bathroom by getting her mom to help fix her fairy wings, she could go out to a party.
It was bedroom, not bathroom.
How do you know?
Because I read them.
Darn it.
You just need to.
Fine. Well, Lucas is distracting me with his moans.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, her parents were in the bedroom, not the bathroom. And they were getting freaky. So she could go out and party with some of her girlfriends. I hid in the closet with Matt and waited in the bathroom.
Her family was in the bathroom having sex?
No, in the bedroom. Getting ready to.
Can you just start over?
My girlfriend's
totally
parents really enjoyed Halloween for one reason. All of their kids were out of the house and they got some quality alone time.
It is awkward.
Unbeknownst to my girlfriend, her older brother Matt and I decided that his parents really, really needed to be pranked. While my girlfriend unknowingly helped us sneak into their bedroom by getting her mom to help her fix her fairy rings, she could go out to a party with some of her girlfriends while her and her brother were going to meet them later. I hid in their closet, and Matt waited in the bathroom because the door was right next to the lights. We waited for the perfect time. The two of them had recently seen Saw, after protesting for many years. So we figured Saw masks and black clothes ought to do the trick. We let them casually walk in the room and playfully flirt with other, like, that the shameless high school students they were. Not they were, but, you know, figuratively they were. We decided to interrupt them before anyone got naked, for Matt's sake. They were on the bed, making out, when Matt creeped out of the bedroom and turned on the lights. I pulled the cord for the light in the closet and carefully opened the door. I walked out and said, "Game over." They both started screaming. Matt's dad jumped away from his wife so fast she slipped off the bed. We were laughing, and I'm sure it sounded really creepy considering our masks and all, but Matt's dad eventually figured us out and chased us out of the house, cussing at us the whole way.
Nice.
And now I will try to read the one that I skipped.
Wait.
Reading Rainbow. What? What are you doing to me?
I'm massaging your lungs.
Why are you massaging my lungs?
So you can talk better.
My lungs don't have anything to do with my
talking.
Yes,
they do.
Okay. Thank you, Lucas.
You should massage his tongue.
Oh.
There's something for the live viewers.
Awkward.
That was awkward.
It was a couple Halloweens back when my friends Brad and Rachel called me up and invited me to help them. Man, my tongue is tingling.
My tongue senses are tingling.
Ugh.
I was touching mushrooms.
Oh my god, I'm gonna die.
Like poisonous mushrooms.
Oh, wonderful. Well, if I pass out and die in the middle of this thing. Whitney, you can have the show. We had a spectacular evening, to say the least. In this case, they had a strobe light aimed at the street, as well as spooky music playing out in their living room window. The bait was set. Hey, this place looks cool. I wonder what kind of scary stuff they have in store for us. Rachel dressed up in a fantastic witch costume. Her face makeup was a work of art, and she really looked wicked, stirring her cauldron there on the front porch.
That's awkward.
Cauldron. Cauldron? How do you say that?
Cauldron.
Cauldron. Gerald Cauldron. Next to her cauldron was a jack-o'-lantern and gigantic bowl of candy. Oh, is that all it is? Oh, this is like the girl. Okay,
this is like people talking.
Okay. Oh, is that all it is? I can handle that. Let's go up to the porch. Brad and I had donned a couple of Scream costumes, and we were hidden behind the wooden fence just to the right of where Rachel was passing out candy. We waited patiently for just the right moment as trick-or-treaters approached the porch. Then, just after they got their candy from Rachel, Brad and I would jump up from behind the fence and yell at the top of our lungs, out of our scream masks. After our voices gave out, we had to resort simply to jumping up and shaking the gate. The effect? We'll put it this way. I recall how one of the victims ran away so fast that he lost the hat to his costume. At once realizing it was missing, thought twice about coming back to get it out of the yard. Now that was a great Halloween night. All right, there you go.
Finally, you were able to read.
Hey.
Good job.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to insult you, but I do.
All right, so which one do you like best?
First one.
The first one is the one mummy's one. And then the second one is the one where they scare everybody at church. The third one is the one where they scare the parents who are getting freaky. And the fourth one is the one where they just scare children in scream costumes.
Parents.
AJ says the one.
That one I think would take the most guts.
Yeah, but the kid's parent wasn't there though. It was his friends, remember?
Yeah, but he and their son were the ones doing the prank.
Well, I vote for the one at church. Whitney?
I like the church one because I like the
Sarah?
You've been reading your Bible.
I like the church one too, just because that seems like something
probably.
I could do. Matthew Lucas? Also votes for the church one.
Which one?
I vote for the church.
Alright, it's pretty much unanimous then. The one that wrote the church wins. I'll find your name and I will send you a prize. I don't remember what I promised.
I do agree though that the stealing candy from children is good. That's like evil to steal candy from children.
Yeah, I like the mummies would be my second choice probably.
The mummies was pretty good. And the one where they scare their parents, that would just I think that would take a lot of guts. And
probably.
You would have to be willing to see your parents do some things that no one should ever see. So that one should win for the gutsiest prank ever pulled because that's just awkward.
Yeah.
And the scream one's okay, but that's been done.
Yeah, and it's not really that special. But it's okay. All right. Well, that's...
Basically, you suck.
Basically. Don't write us ever again.
You are horrible.
All right,
I'll
Lucas.
You.
Are you ready
we'll
to call?
I am...
Okay, I'm guessing that's a yes.
Wait. I need to train my voice.
Okay, Lucas is going to call butchers today as a Scotsman.
Yeah, but I have to train my voice first, okay?
Okay. This ought to be good.
Let me get...
Prepare for hilarity.
Let me get my William Wallace mind. Braveheart, come into
think about space. A guy in a kilt.
Please don't think about a guy in a kilt. That's awkward.
all right. I'll do it.
Okay. We're calling the butcher block in Wichita. Number doesn't exist. Your mom doesn't exist. How about that? How about that? Let's try that one. Let's see here.
Bottleneck dolphin. Right. House kitten.
What? You have any? In the world. Wait a second. Put my knife into.
Oh my god.
This is a bad idea.
This is a bad idea.
Right down the middle.
This is a bad idea.
Apparently it's connected and we didn't hear a thing.
That's really gay.
I don't know why. Yeah, my laptop's definitely there. He just apparently couldn't hear anything. All right, well, let's try another one. Let's see. This one is in Derby, Kansas. Sig's Gourmet Butcher Shop. I don't know what that place is. Let's see here.
If you moon them?
Can I moon the viewers?
No, you cannot moon the viewers.
Oh. I'll moon the viewers.
All right, so this is connecting, Lucas. Yeah, you got to talk into your microphone there, Lucas. All right, there's the noise we like to hear.
Lucas, I seriously think you're on something today.
Anyone gonna pick up?
Sig's Meats, this is Curtis.
Hello?
Hello? Sig's Meats, this is Curtis.
Hello. Do you have any fresh haggis?
Do we have any what, sir?
Fresh haggis.
Fresh haggis?
Fresh haggis.
Do we have any fresh haggis?
He's actually asking his
No,
boss.
We don't have.
You do not have any haggis?
No, we don't.
Why not?
Is that a sausage?
You know, I don't really know.
And just one second.
Hang on just a sec, sir.
Okay, all right. It's like sheepskin. It's like sheep stomach or something, isn't it? I don't know what it is. He's apparently getting a meat expert coming. Busy place.
He said your best bet would be to look on the internet on a foodnetwork.com.
Food network?
Yeah, foodnetwork.com, because he don't know anywhere around here that has that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You suddenly became Australian towards the end there. I don't know what happened.
What do you have?
Okay, the dude just referred him to Food Network.
It just goes to show, though, that people in America are a lot nicer than anyone else in the world.
Now we're going
to
call McGreevy's Midwest Meat Company.
McGreevy, you can ask them if they're Scottish.
They're all
McGreevy's Midwest Meat Company.
Oh, here we go.
Our office hours are Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you know your party,
no Saturdays?
You may dial it at any time.
What if I need meat on Saturdays?
To reach the dial by name directory,
please. Let's try extension 522. Thank you for calling the CIA.
That was awesome.
You can leave a voicemail, if anything. Let's see here. Come on. Come on, Haggis. Pick up. All right, it's not working. All right, let's try a different place. Let's try...
You should try, like, YB Meats or something.
We're getting there. Let's try the Indian Hills Meat and Poultry Company.
Don't call no Indian place.
It's Indian Hills. It's a part of Wichita.
Don't call them. They don't like white people.
Calling, as you can probably hear. What if I want meat on Saturday? Just not sell it?
Nope.
What was that noise?
Hello, you've reached Indian Hills Meat and Poultry. We're unavailable to take your call right
Sweet,
now.
A voicemail.
If you need to leave an after hours order, please dial extension 101. If you need to reach Mark, please dial 101. If you need to reach Shane, 102. Brian, 103. Larry.
Please hold while I transfer your call to...
No one. Okay. Sounds good. All right, Lucas. I bet we're going to leave an after orders order. After hours order.
There you go.
There we go.
Hello, you've reached the desk of Mark Cox. I'm unavailable to take your call. If you'd like to leave me a voicemail, please press 1.
Cox,
if you'd like to talk to someone else, please press 3.
Please speak after the tone.
Okay.
When you are finished recording, you may press pound for further options or simply hang up.
Hello. This is your mother. I would like to bake you some cookies.
Hello! Haggis!
Wow, that was about the most worthless. Wow.
Yeah.
It'll be enough be enough to confuse him later.
I don't think so.
Can you hear the music?
Yeah, you can hear the music.
Yeah, that's sweet.
That was very interesting.
I thought that was a good
one. My Scottish voice comes and goes.
Apparently. Let's see.
So
why
be would
you like
would you like my baby?
I'm surprised there are this many butchers in Wichita, right. Honestly.
I'd like
I'm not what else is there to do in Wichita but cut up meat.
Hello, laddie.
I guess that's probably
do you have any fresh haggis for me? I'd like to lick your haggis.
Now don't waste your accent when we're not on the air now.
Look, she got a big mouth.
Wow.
Why be made, Josh?
Do you have any fresh haggis?
Fresh what?
Fresh haggis.
I can't understand what you're saying. Fresh ham, fresh
haggis.
Haggis? That we sure don't, sir.
You don't have any fresh haggis? Why not?
Nope.
I was calling to cook for my clan. Why don't you have any fresh haggis?
Because we don't carry it.
I thought you were a butcher.
Yep.
Why don't you have any haggis?
Ask for horse meat.
Because we don't carry haggis.
Ask for horse
meat. You could try Piccadilly or any place like that.
Try horse meat.
All right. Do you have any horse meat?
Nope, that we sure don't.
How about mountain lion?
Mountain lion.
Nope.
What do you have?
We have, let's see, meat, more meat, and beef, pork, and chicken.
Ask if you can get a whole sheep.
Just ask random animals.
Can I have a whole sheep?
You can order one.
I would like 50.
I would like 23, please.
How many?
23.
How much will it be?
Yeah, you'd have to order it. You'd have to come in Monday and order one.
Ask how much it would be.
How much would 23 be?
You'd have to come in Monday. The gentleman who does all that stuff is gone on weekends. He'll be here Monday through Friday.
All right. Thank you very much.
I hung up on him.
You should have asked if there was, you know, because there's sometimes rules about no shoes. You should have asked if there was a rule for no underwear under kilts.
You should just ask. Just ask for random animals next.
Just ask for dog meat.
Giraffe. I'm going to ask for giraffe.
Yeah, do all of it. Ask for haggis first, then when they say no, because the person, apparently, you can only get it on the Food Network. Just ask for more random animals.
Food,
now we're now going to call Mark's Meats in Halstead, which is like the tiniest town in the world in Kansas. Halstead. I don't think people know what Halstead is, so tiny.
I do.
Oh, okay. AJ does.
I've been there a couple times.
Me too.
Ow.
Come on. What if people in Halstead need their meat?
They go out in their backyard and cut some up.
I guess.
No, they have their own meatress to serve them.
Meatress.
Way to use that word, Whitney.
Hi, this is Mark from Mark's Meats. Our business hours are 8 to 12, 12:30 to 6 through the week, and 8 to 12 on Saturday.
I take a 30-minute lunch break.
If you're calling about a deer,
yes.
You can reach me on the cell phone. The number is 316.
You call a cell phone.
No, we don't want that number on the air. We want people calling a cell phone. Let's see here. Oh, okay, so now I just went to page 2, and the top one is Yoder Meats, and then the National Weather Service.
What?
And then Marriott Wichita. What?
The National what? Weather Service.
I have no idea why the National Weather Service would come up in there, but apparently it does. All right, well, that's all, I guess.
I guess. That was pretty
That's
good.
All the butchers in Wichita. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
Lucas's
was pretty
accent
good.
Was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
But that's to be expected, and that's kind of what makes it
I
funny.
I enjoyed him asking for Mountain Lion.
Mountain Lion. Yeah, that was
Mountain Lion of all things. Come on now.
There's mountain. There are Mountain Lion in Wichita.
Yeah, I don't think you eat them.
I do.
You should
Why
ask
not?
For a raccoon.
Aren't they Coyote? Caged up at the zoo?
There's something loose here.
I don't think. No, there's seriously. Lion? There's a whole bunch of like loose mountain lion.
That's really creepy.
It is. It's very frightening.
Except they don't come into the city.
Mm, yeah, you should have asked for like raccoon, squirrel,
possum. You should ask for raccoon because raccoon is so delicious.
Really?
Really? I'm never eating a raccoon. They're my kind. I am a raccoon.
What is
going
on?
Yeah, in his former life, I'm pretty sure he was.
Oh.
What was that?
What's wrong?
Exactly.
AJ, are you okay, man?
Exactly.
Sound like someone you love just died.
Because raccoon is really good. And
raccoon can... I don't know.
This conversation is going nowhere.
I know. It's going way downhill really fast.
I'll go down your hill.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break.
That's a good idea.
And we'll be back with the entertainment news and the billboards and stuff like that. So we'll be right back.
Bye.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to the show. 201-793-7469 is our phone number. Or if you want it easy, it's 201-793-SHOW. You can call us anytime. We start the show about 2 o'clock Central Time on Saturdays. And you can also watch it live via video at duo.com/theshow/live. And if you want to give us comments or just yell at us because we suck, you can do that at the show at duo.com, DEWOH.com.
Hey, maybe you suck.
I do suck. I never get any comments or criticism, so I guess I'm just not any good. How sad for me. But next break, the one after this segment right here, we're going to play an unknown song, and if you can guess it, you're going to win $100. Why did AJ just go, oh?
Oh, have anybody sent any more emails in about me?
Yeah, but I only read them when you're here. Didn't get any from you this week, though. I got like a couple like last week or the week before saying that they missed you and wished you were here more often.
Yep. It's true.
Everybody how sweet
loves I know. Everybody loves AJ.
He's our lovable gangster.
They really do love AJ. Thank you, Lucas. That's
they
beautiful.
They want to have AJ's baby.
No, they want to have Lucas' baby. Lucas' baby.
Lucas' baby.
One syllable. Okay. Let's get on to entertainment news. It's going to be...
Sounds good.
Now, there's a few things in entertainment news. Not very much. Mainly, everything that's going on this week is all about the writer's strike and how everything is messed up because of it. Like, for instance, 24 probably isn't going to happen this year because the writer's strike is gone. They're probably going to put it off because you can't have 24 without 24 episodes, and they've only got 8 written. So there goes 24.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm going to cry.
Lost is coming back in 2008, but they're only going to have 8 episodes in season 4, and it's going to end with a cliffhanger.
What?
And they'll come back in 2009 with the rest. And The Office ends after this week's episode. 30 Rock ends after this week's episode. Heroes has 2 episodes left. Probably most of the shows are going to end up like that. So basically what's going to happen is that the networks are going to bring back shows that they've canceled. You know, like show... Okay, like for instance, let me give you an example. Like they used to have this show called Anchorwoman. You ever heard of this show? They did 9 episodes of it. I think it was on Fox. They did 9 episodes of it that they filmed. Okay, that's called In the Can. That's the lingo. They have 9 episodes in the can.
Yeah.
They only aired 1 and then canceled it. So they're going to bring it back and air the other 8 because they're new episodes of something instead of just reruns.
That's funny.
Yeah, and they're also going to just have more reality. Like Big Brother 9 will probably be pushed up to the end of this year instead of to the beginning of the season next year.
That's whack.
And, stuff like that's going to happen. But, you know, American Idol will still be here, so I guess the world will be safe.
Will my America's Next Top Model stay on?
America's Next Top Model will not be here.
Why?
Because people have to write America's Next Top Model.
But it's a reality show.
That's stupid.
Yeah, but they have to write it. AJ thinks it's stupid.
That show is stupid.
It's fun.
I agree. I agree. Yeah.
But, so most everything's about the writer's strike, and it's very sad. But speaking of
this
writers,
really
Tim...
impresses me.
Yeah, it's very sad. Tim Kring, who writes Heroes, he basically apologized to Heroes fans about Heroes sucking. And he said that he realized that it sucked and he was going to do everything in his power to make it better. Which I think he did on last week's episode, which was awesome.
Yeah, which was like the
I mean, it
last
was,
5 minutes.
Why did
he
let it
the 5 seconds pretty much made up for everything.
The 5 seconds?
Yeah.
You just said the 5 seconds.
He says, Tim Kring actually understands he called Entertainment Weekly from the picket line where he was protesting. And he was actually picketing his own show. And he said that he made a mistake with the pacing of the show this season. And new cast members weren't introduced correctly. And the Claire West love thing isn't really working. The Save the World plot took too long to explain. And that hero was in Japan too long.
That's basically everything that was wrong with the show. Good job.
Yeah, pretty much. And so the creator obviously knows what's going on with the show, which is good.
Good.
Now,
I'm glad he at least realized this.
Back to The Office. Will writer actors from The Office, will they strike? Now, Ryan, who is the executive producer, BJ Novak, he plays Ryan on The Office, and he doesn't know if he's going to go to work today. So Tina Fey, she's not going to work, and she helps write 30 Rock. So who knows what's going to happen? Sitcoms will probably stop production this week.
Yeah, Ryan.
So he probably won't even have to worry about going because of the writer's strike. They're just not going to do any more shows.
Ryan wasn't on the last episode of The Office.
Seth,
what?
This is our opportunity. Everybody is turning away from TV because of the writer's strike.
I know it is.
And now we will rule the universe.
Yes, that's father and son.
Yes.
What about the Indian girl? Isn't she a writer too?
I'm sure most of the people on that show are writers.
That's
almost positive. Now, something funny in the video game world, Mark Wahlberg is going to play Max Payne.
Wow.
And they're going to ruin that beautiful game.
Wow.
Because
Max Payne is that one
game. No, I know the game. Who's the guy?
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, which one is
You don't know who Mark Wahlberg is.
Obviously not if I'm asking.
He's like the lead character of The Italian Job. That's where you know him from.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Mark Wahlberg. Basically, Max Payne was about a cop who comes home to find his entire family murdered by the mob.
That was such a good game.
And then he goes renegade and kills everybody in the mafia. Basically, they're going to change it and still have the family die, but instead, it's going to be a conspiracy angle that they tossed in. It's about a cop
stripping.
With little regard for the rules as he investigates a series of mysterious murders.
Wow.
So they completely just erase the storyline of Max Payne?
Pretty much, which is very sad because the story in that game was pretty much the best, probably one of the best stories in game history.
See, I liked watching you play that game just because it was like watching a movie.
It was super good. Now, you know, NBC just greenlighted a modern-day King David drama.
King David.
Basically,
wow.
NBC is going to Canada to buy shows. Canada and Great Britain. They're going to buy shows from across the borders to put new
stuff.
So just because the strike, just before the strike announcement, NBC made a deal for the new drama titled Kings, which is described as a contemporary soap loosely based on the story of King David.
It's a soap.
Let's just let that sink in.
based on King David.
I have officially the worst storyline ever.
No, hold on. It gets better.
Oh.
The pilot will be written by Michael Green, one of the executive producers of Heroes. The show will center on a man who lives in a small town who becomes involved with a rich and powerful family. And if these descriptions don't get your interest, Green also says that he had the idea for a while to retell these sort of sex and war-crazed Bible stories for a world that's convinced the Bible is all about virtue. And I'm sure it won't be controversial at all.
Yeah.
I've officially decided that I'm either going to kill myself after the show, or I'm just going to throw my TV away.
Poor Whitney is very depressed. All right.
The world sucks.
I'm sorry,
officially.
Whitney. I'm really sorry.
We're going to have to go start buying box sets of old TV shows.
I know.
Or we're going to go have to live in, like, Canada.
Pretty much. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Because none of us have cable.
I know. So, well, cable's going to be the same way.
Will it really?
Yeah. Well, it's all writers.
Did you find out about South Park? What are they
going
to do?
I'm sure they're still doing production since they put out an episode last week.
Okay.
So I'm sure they're still going.
South Park
now,
is very inappropriate.
South Park is very, you're right, it's very inappropriate. But it's amazing.
It
all right, TV
so
talk now.
Hey, maybe they'll put Firefly and like Futurama back up.
No, they won't. Because it's only shows that have already been made.
Oh.
So they would have to show reruns of Firefly. All right, so Nielsen cable ratings for the week ending of November 4th. This is last week. Number one was Monday Night Football.
Sweet.
And then WWE, Monday Night Raw. Then SpongeBob comes in at 3 and 4.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
And then Monday Night Raw comes in at 5 again.
SpongeBob.
It's beautiful, AJ.
AJ's favorite show.
And then SpongeBob comes in at 7, SportsCenter at 6. I skipped over SportsCenter. And then Nip Tuck is at 8, and then SpongeBob comes in at 9 and 10. So just
wow.
a refresher, SpongeBob
wow.
SquarePants on Nickelodeon comes in at 2, it comes in at 3, 4, 7, 9, and 10 on the cable ratings for last week.
That's awesome.
Because that's like the only show that teens and kids and adults can
show
watch
hilarious.
And laugh.
I love that show. All right, and then regular TV ratings. Number 1 was Dancing with the Stars. Number 2 was Grey's Anatomy.
Burr.
3 was 60 Minutes.
Burr.
4 was CSI.
Burr.
5 was Dancing with the Stars.
Burr.
6 was Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
7 was House. 8 was Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And 9 was NCIS. And 10 was Criminal Minds. None of the NBC, there's only one NBC show right now in the top 20, and that is Sunday Night Pregame, and it is actually at number 20.
Yeah.
So good job NBC with that King David thing. Some music news.
So it's a soap opera.
loosely based on King David.
This is soap. What the crap?
I don't know.
Soap times. Opera to like late night.
I
thought it was for the middle-aged women had like midlife crisis and stayed home.
I don't have any idea. But that's all of the TV talk. So.
Gosh.
You know, Heroes was good. The Office, Sarah apparently watched The Office and 30 Rock from last week.
I did. I watched
The
Office anymore.
Says they were funny. I know.
Office.
It's all very sad.
The 30 Rock was the most awkward episode of 30 Rock I've ever seen in my life.
I can't wait to watch it.
Maybe we're just going to have to
frightened.
Turn.
I'm just going to say that there was an incident with a Pop-Tart. And it was horrible concerning to me very greatly. Also, Al Gore was on the episode of 30 Rock.
Great.
And yes, he heard a whale and had to go rescue it.
That's amazing.
It was. Wow. I don't know how they get him to do that. And they called him vice president the whole time.
That's
and I was
amazing.
Laughing really hard.
That's amazing.
And then The Office was good. Is that the one you said was written by
Steve Carell? Wrote the last episode of The Office.
I could definitely tell because it was about him going off and taking a
an
journey
excursion
into the wilderness
into the woods,
himself. Because Ryan, who wasn't on the show last week.
Uh-huh.
He apparently took some of the people from the different branches to get to know them, and he didn't take Michael.
That's pretty funny.
So he went out, and Dwight went with him, and he almost ate some toadstools and almost died. But
I cannot wait to watch that episode.
It was great.
Okay. All right, now, Billboard Top 5 Albums. Now, this is a great year, or a great week. No, it's a great decade for music. Let me explain to you why.
Yes, I want to know why.
I'm going to go down the list this time. I'm going to start with number one and go down to number five, okay? Because I'm going to read the numbers, something I don't usually do, okay? Because, as you know, the billboards are a week behind. So the albums that come out this Tuesday, you won't hear until 2 weeks from this Tuesday. You won't hear the ratings from it, okay?
Okay.
So these are going to be the releases for the week of October 30th or something like that, okay?
Oh,
this is the week that Britney Spears debuted, in other words.
I heard about the change.
Okay, so hold on. Here we go. Basically, last week, Billboard decided to change the way they do their charts. They used to not allow people who only did, released albums at one place to be included in the charts. They had to be at every retailer. Well, they changed it because the Eagles were releasing their new album, the first one in nearly 30 years, at Walmart exclusively.
I'm buying that.
And they wanted it to be on the charts. So they said, okay, we'll change the rules and we'll make one retailer available on the charts from now. So that's a change in Billboard charts. Coincidentally, they came out the same week as Britney Spears did. So I'm just going to start with the Eagles. The Eagles came in at number one, okay? They sold 711,000 copies. Now, I don't have a clip of their music because they didn't put it on iTunes because it's only available at Walmart. So there you go. And I'm not going to go buy the Eagles CD. Maybe if Lucas wants it, we'll play it later because he's kind of weird. But anyway.
Weird.
But at number two was Britney Spears. Now, the Eagles came at 711,000 copies, okay? Second best first week total all year next to Kanye West's CD that came out. Okay. Britney Spears, 290,000 copies.
Wow.
That's all. That's horrible. See, Mark told you guys.
I know. Mark was right.
Her album was horrible. No one listened to it.
So basically, Britney Spears fell behind the number one spot by almost 500,000 records. That's a big deal considering her first albums, all of them, okay? Her first 4 years as a solo artist all debuted at number one. The last album she released in 2003, In the Zone, debuted at number one. So it's a big deal for Britney.
That when you don't put out on stage,
I'm supposed to play the clip of that. There's her song. Everybody's heard that enough. Now, number three.
Everybody's sick of her on stage. They're like, she sucks.
Well, she's not even.
She
yeah, she's
stand
terrible.
There and do nothing. And. Not even
but she did set a record, though, because she's the only woman whose first five studio albums have debuted in the top two slots. So she did set a record for her five albums to be in the top five slots. Now, number three this week is Carrie Underwood. She's selling records like crazy. She sold, this is her third week, and she sold 170,000 records.
Because everybody that buys CDs are all people that like country music
reason. Let me just tell you something.
Because they don't understand
computers. I actually sat through the CMA Awards.
I'm sorry.
With my mother.
Carrie Underwood
won a lot. I sat through that. Yes, I was about to shoot myself.
Why?
My mom's into country.
I am too.
I don't like
I
country.
I love country.
Country ain't bad. Isn't as bad as you think.
No, okay.
And when it comes to country, Carrie Underwood is the top of the heap.
Yeah,
by
she
the way.
Is. I get.
I mean, okay. Like for instance, number four this week sold 84,000 albums. Josh Turner. My little darling is a firecracker. okay.
This song I'm seeing.
Might not all take a roll in the hay because we burned the barn down. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess that was number five, wasn't it? Sorry, that was number five. Number four sold 94,000 copies. Avenged Sevenfold. How funny is that?
Wow. Wow.
So you want to talk about diversity on the Billboard charts.
I know.
Okay, you get 70s rock as number one, and then you get that as number two, this as number three, this as number four, and then this as number five.
That is perfect diversity.
America enjoys their music, apparently, a little more than they should.
What I find hilarious about Avenged Sevenfold is, I think it was maybe last year or the year before, They won an award for their backcountry album, and one of the band members goes, "Vote for the underdog." My brother got so pissed. He goes, "What? You're the underdog?"
Yeah, it does tell you, though, how sad the music industry is now, because Josh Turner came in at number five, and he only sold 80,000 copies of his CD. I mean, that's not very good.
No,
number five
not.
On the charts, and then 80,000 copies. Let me go back to that story here.
I'll talk about it after this.
All right, Billboard Top 5 singles. Not much has changed. Still at number five is Kobe Calais' Bubbly. Sarah loves it. Don't listen to her. Down from number three, AJ's favorite song because he apparently has brain damage of some sort. No, that's sorry. He's dancing. AJ loves that song. I'm sorry.
Someone please kill that guy.
Taking over Soulja Boy's place is Alicia Keys. She moves up one more spot to number three.
You say Alicia Keys?
Yeah.
So fun.
And then number two, moving up to number two, is Apologize featuring Timbaland. And maybe one of these weeks he will overtake the mastermind of T-Pain and Chris Brown, Kiss Kiss. Pretty much everything that T-Pain is on the charts now.
Yeah, I could stand listening to this song in the car, and now it's just to the point where I want to drive into a ditch. I hate the song now. It's getting annoying.
But Alicia Keys.
She's pretty. I like
her. She is beyond pretty, and AJ really don't dig black girls. But this girl is like an exception because she's so beautiful.
So hot.
She writes good
he's
songs.
He's got like a wistful expression on his face right now.
Okay, now back to talking about how many things people sold and like the state of the record business.
You want to talk about things we sold?
What?
Oh, that's not good on the air.
AJ, I don't want you to talk about your drugs on the air. I don't want you to get in trouble. It's okay. Don't worry. All right, so basically number one sold 700,000 copies. You know, number two sold 300,000 copies. And then it went down from there to number five, selling only about 80,000 copies.
Yeah.
Some other people that debuted this, or that came out this week, like Josh Groban's holiday album, Noel, which is terrible, dropped down to number eight. And it only, the page just moved. It only sold 68,000 copies. Okay. Number 10, only sold 53,000 copies. That's Rascal Flatts. And then some other people like Baby Bash's album Cyclone only came out number 30, 26,000.
Wow.
And then like R&B singer Will Downing came out at number 37 with 21,000. So, there's a lot of, it doesn't take very many records to get on the charts
CDs
right now.
Anymore.
Pretty much. But these do count digital sales. So it also counts iTunes.
So no one's buying anything anymore.
Pretty much.
Wow.
What happened?
Well, there's
we're all bored of the same music.
Well, see, I'm just reading the albums. These are ones that click buy album. How many of you buy albums on iTunes? You buy singles. Now, they do have a digital singles chart. If you want me to go there real quick and give me like 3 seconds here.
I just think like for me, whenever I buy a CD, I never buy it the week it comes out.
Yeah.
I always buy it like a lot later.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
So maybe that's the deal.
It's kind of like here's Hot Digital Songs, okay? That's the name of this chart. This one just tracks the people who click buy song, okay? This basically is pretty much iTunes. If you look at the top five on iTunes, you can pretty much find this. Number one is Apologize in Timbaland. Two is Chris Brown, Kiss Kiss. Number three is Soulja Boy. Four is Kobe Calais. And five is Alicia Keys. So you can tell it's almost exactly the same as the Hot 100.
Wow.
So basically digital sales drive the Hot 100 a lot too. But number six is Cyclone with Baby Bash. Stronger is number seven. Gimme More is number eight. How Far We've Come by Matchbox 20 is number nine. And Hate That I Love You is number 10. You know, Rihanna's.
Oh, okay.
So it is a little different than the Hot 100. But pretty much the Hot 100 is driven by digital sales. So
that's interesting.
They're pretty much going to reflect each other because radio is driven pretty much by what iTunes says now, which is very sad. But that's the way it works. Now on to movies. Movies coming out this week. There's a couple, really only two movies coming out this week. One is Fred Claus, and the other is the new Tom Cruise Meryl Streep movie, Lions for Lambs. Which one do we want to hear first?
I don't want to watch Fred Lions Claus. For Lambs.
What about Beowulf?
Beowulf comes out next week.
Oh.
Thanks for jumping ahead there.
Sorry.
All right, well, we'll just start with Lions for Lambs. Basically, this is Tom Cruise's new movie before he comes out with the one with the Nazi.
Nazi?
I don't know. Tell me what you think. Here it is. Oh. My bad.
You two guys could choose any graduate school in any field you want.
I think you're missing the point, Doc.
But that the Army's a better gig?
These events are going to define our lives.
Well, I'll tell you, right now, that is a dead-on statement.
6 years ago, you were the first to call me the future of my party, and this is me returning the favor.
To discuss what, exactly?
To see if you'd like to write an honest-to-God story again.
What's the story?
I basically have no idea what this movie's about. I think Meryl Streep's going to write an article about two injured American soldiers in Afghanistan. That's what it says on IMDb. So
Tom Cruise is a fruitcake.
Tom Cruise actually scares me a lot. I'm scared of Tom Cruise. But I'm not so scared of Vince Vaughn and Paul Giamatti, and they're in this movie we called Fred Claus, and here that one is.
It was the week before Christmas, and flying north in the sled was a very special visitor. Santa's big brother, Fred.
Mr. Claus, welcome to the North Pole.
Allergies.
It has been 100 years since you spoke to Mom.
For good reason.
You're looking at a man who can fly around the world in a single night. You amaze me.
I think it's absolutely amazing. I mean, to think that he can fly around to a million houses in one night, breaking and entering, steal all the food, eat the little kids' cookies and stuff like that. And I get jacked just talking about it. Don't you guys feel it?
That looks pretty funny.
Yeah.
Why is it coming out so early, though?
I don't know. I don't know why it's coming out in November.
I don't want to see that until, like, a couple weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, so I guess we'll catch it at the second run movie theater.
Probably.
Towards Christmas, it probably will be what happens. This.
We all skip the national holiday of Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas because that's what all people
What are the
care.
Movies coming out this week?
Luck!
Coming out this week? No, those are the only big movies coming out this week.
There's that one small one I wanted to see, though. What's the name of it?
I have no idea.
It's about the girl that's pregnant and it's got, like, Dwight in it.
Oh,
it's like called
I know
Juno?
What you're talking about.
I think that's what it's called.
Oh, no.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about. What?
August Rush.
Okay. What is that? Never
I have
heard
no
of
idea.
That.
Matthew says it's going to be good. Don't see it.
It looks good.
If Matthew likes it, don't see it.
The Resident Evil, was that good?
I never saw that one.
Remember when we went to go see Across the Universe?
Yeah, that terrible movie.
Okay, you remember the advertisements? Remember the one about the little boy and the music? That's August Rush.
Oh, okay, that one does look okay. But I still can't go see it because Matthew said it liked it. So I got to stick to my morals.
We saw the preview for the movie.
I just turned off his
microphone. We saw the preview for the movie I was talking about at that movie, too.
What movie?
What the frick is he hitting stuff for?
I think it's what it's called.
What's Juno?
It's a girl that's pregnant, and she's, like, in high school. And
oh, okay, that indie movie.
Like Hot Rod, I think.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
And Dwight was, like, a clerk in the store.
I guess there's a couple new movies that I didn't talk about then.
He only has half a month.
Hold on, what are you guys talking about over there?
Oh, why?
They're talking about Matthew being stupid and hitting your computer.
Oh, Matthew, quit hitting stuff.
Because he bit half of his brain off.
Let me see here.
Why?
There is no... None of those movies are coming out this week.
Oh, they aren't?
No.
Oh.
Good job.
Sorry.
Good job.
Ruined everything.
Movie's coming out this next week. Beowulf comes out. And that's really the only big movie that's coming out this week. Let me check and see if any of the ones... No, none of the ones you mentioned are also coming out. It says, a hero saves the Danes from an indomitable monster, Grendel, only to incur the wrath of the demon's mother, a wickedly seductive entity.
Yep, which is played by Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that
What
humorous.
Is going on with that movie? Is it CGI? Is it actual...
Okay, I did a little research on this.
I know what it
if
is.
If you saw the fifth Harry Potter movie, Order of the Phoenix...
Yes, I did.
Okay.
In 3D. Shut up.
Grop, who is Hagrid's...
Ho.
Hagrid's brother, okay, the big dude, the big giant dude, they discovered some new technology to make that dude. This ImageWorks company... made this technology where they could basically map any image onto a person, okay? And that's what they're doing with this movie. They basically tap digital characters onto the actors. But in this case, they tap the likeness of the actors onto the digital characters.
So they look almost exactly the same.
Almost exactly the same. But the benefits is completely CGI. So apparently this movie, if you go watch it in an IMAX theater, it's completely in 3D, and it's supposed to blow you away.
That sounds really awesome.
Because ImageWorks did the 3D for the Harry Potter movie that me and Sarah went and saw.
Which was spectacular.
And it was awesome in 3D.
So is it supposed to be like a... Remember that one movie that came out like in the 90s?
Put your microphone a little closer to your mouth there.
And it was...
It was like a computer.
It was like a computer movie, and you didn't know whether it was real actors or it was a computer. I forget. It was like Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy isn't nothing as good as Beowulf.
No, but it came out a long time ago, and it was technologically advanced.
No, because Final Fantasy was completely animated. This one actually, the actors act it, and they just throw a person on top of the actor. Yeah, because the actors are actually acting in this movie.
Yeah, and that's just all CGI.
Basically, they did the movie twice, pretty much. But it only took the same amount of time, because once they get the actual capture, the characters that they create digitally just move with the real people. That's how it works. So that's the movie's coming out.
Cool.
And then a Natalie Portman movie comes out, Mr. MacGorium's Wonder Emporium.
Oh, I want to see this.
Yeah,
Edward MacGorium, the eccentric 243-year-old owner of the most fantastic toy shop in the world, wills his business to his shy, awkward store manager, played by Natalie Portman. But her leadership is soon challenged by a dark, ominous presence in the shop.
Which is a Raging Panda. Cute.
Raging Panda. And then, like, Love in the Time of Cholera is also coming out. Don't know what that
is.
Cholera? Yeah.
Cholera.
Whatever.
Girl.
Cholera.
And then Margot at the Wedding is a new Nicole Kidman movie coming out. And that's about all the movies. So really nothing big coming out next week except for Beowulf. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll go see it. If I go see it, I would only go see it for the technical aspects of it.
Beowulf?
Not for really the story. I mean, it's a book, right? Is the book any
Beowulf.
Good?
It's really, really old. It's like one of the.
I know, but is it any good?
In the English language.
I mean, most of that old stuff is junky.
No, it's spectacular.
All right, well, maybe we'll go see it then. See what they do. Because like, Robert Zemeckis made like
better than Lord of the Rings quality.
Like,
Lord
Robert
of the Rings
Zemeckis.
It's not better.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's not.
Okay, we don't need to get in a nerd fight.
Sorry.
Lord of the Rings is a bad talk.
Don't talk bad about Lord of the Rings. Leave Lord of the Rings alone.
It's better because Lord of the Rings stole a bunch of stuff from Beowulf.
Everybody steals from everybody, Sarah.
Says the fact that it came out first.
Oh, so, J.R. Tolkien, just, you know, J.R.R. Tolkien.
J.R. Tolkien.
Tolkien.
He took stories from other mythological stories that came out before then. Ideas, pictures, everything.
Well, good for him. He made it better.
When have you read Beowulf?
I have seen multiple versions.
You've seen
the TV quality.
Yeah, those are horrible. You got to read the book, man.
You got to read your butt.
I'll get right on that. Okay?
I will stab you so many times. You wish you weren't stabbed so many times. All
right, we're taking a break. We'll be right back. All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to the show, 201-793-7469, 201-793-SHOW, if you have letters on your numbers. You can email us readerletters at theshow@duo.com, and of course, you can win $100 if you watch us live every week at duo.com/theshow/live. And we read that before and after, or after every commercial break
we take. I love this song.
Yeah, this is right up your show, or your alley.
Right up my show.
Right up your show, is what I said.
Right up my alley is awesome, too. Is that my theme song on this show?
Yes,
now?
Pretty much.
Good, I'm glad.
You
did,
if
I'm
you
crying.
Earn it, if you earn it, you deserve it. I mean, if you deserve it, you
What's
earn
Lucas's
it. Which way should I say
song?
That? I don't have a theme song for Lucas.
Aww.
It's basically terrifying. That
Lucas's
should be
theme song.
Theme
yes.
song.
All right, well, this break, we're going to do two things. We're going to read reader letters, and we're going to do the gangster indie. I'm super excited for that. Lucas especially. I've used more sound effects in this episode of the Gangster Indian than I have in any other Gangster Indian so far. It has beautiful piano compositions.
Wow.
And it also has drums.
That is awesome.
And ambient noises.
Are we going to get started with that?
No, we're going to read the readers first because there aren't very many of them because no one likes us.
Yeah. Oh, they do so.
Basically,
angry at us.
First reader letter.
Why do we have the two... Didn't mind.
Okay, the first reader letter I'm going to read is a clarification from Stacy, who we know, Stacy Hall, and she yes. listens to the show because we used to go to church with her, but we mm-hmm. don't anymore. Basically, we were talking last week about the kids that left their kids in, or the parents that left their kids in the car that AJ was freaking out about.
Yeah.
Apparently, the people that got them out of the car weren't even the kids' parents. They were Stacy's sister and her boyfriend, and the kids were in there for 3 hours all by themselves.
That is horrible.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty bad.
Horrible.
Yeah. Straight cunt.
AJ, you cannot say that on the air.
Don't even start on
you cannot say that on the air.
Wow.
All right. Well, anyway. God. And then let's get to the more regular reader letters here. Kim writes, where is Lucas's call last week? I missed it. Where was your call last week, Lucas?
I don't know.
He didn't do one because we had a small show.
Yeah.
That's why. Duh. We said that last week. Mikey says, you guys need to start on time all the time. It really throws me off when you start late. Thanks, Matthew. Thanks
it's
a lot.
It's all his fault. Thanks, Matthew. Every time.
Good job.
Without fail.
Just ruin our lives all the time, Matthew. Thanks. Jack writes, your last few shows have been really good. I love them a lot. And then Michael writes, your last few shows haven't been as good as the ones before. Need more energy. So I just thought I would read how fickle our audience is.
Wow.
One guy thinks they're the best. And the other guy thinks they're terrible. Can't make everyone happy.
You come do the show then.
Yeah, you come do it. No, don't. You're probably creepy and old. So don't come do it. It's grody. All right, well, I guess we're ready for the Gangster Indian then.
Gangster.
Who's ready for the Gangster Indian?
I am ready. Bring it on.
So Lucas gets this out of his system. Lucas gets really excited when we talk about the game.
Yes, he does. Someone needs to slap him before he hurts himself.
Okay. Anyway. All right.
He's trying to eat the microphone.
Enough gobbling. Gotta stop gobbling now. He's gobbling
silently.
Okay. All right. So the gangster ending, we started off with episode one where he goes to look for his father, and his father is crushed right before he can tell him the secret that will change life as we know it. He tells him that the only person who knows it besides his father is a man named Badger. So in the second episode, Gangster Indian goes out and looks for Badger and meets him at the Playboy Mansion and tells him to meet him at the Swamp of Endless Mystery, and then Badger disappears into a puff of smoke. That's where we find our Gangster Indian next. We didn't name this one. No. Which should this one be? Gangster Indian versus Chuck Norris. There.
Right. Well, that'll be. Sounds exciting.
It's G.I. versus the Chuck.
Okay. There's this episode of Gangster Indian. I hope you enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Somewhere in the Middle East.
Oh no, I have felt a great disturbance in the Chuck. I must tell my master. Mr. Norris, something has happened.
What is it? Have you burned my bagel bites? I swear, if you burn my bagel bites, I will destroy you.
Sir, no, please listen. The Badger is on the move. He is going to the swamp.
The Swamp of Endless Pleasure?
No, better, the Swamp of Endless Mystery.
Why is he going there?
I do not know, sir, but he is not alone. He may be trying to tell someone else the secret.
No, no one is allowed to know that before me. He will pay. Quick, goon, to the Chuck Jack.
It looks like our hero may have some trouble ahead. But for now, we join Bim Bim Bada Bada Bum Bum Day lost in the deserts of Nevada. Currently, he has parked his Camel Julio at the nearest 7-Eleven to ask for directions.
All right, listen to me well. We are from the same country, Holmes. Please let me have my bean burrito for free. It would bring great honor to my family and great pleasure to my stomach. I have been riding my camel all afternoon, and I am famished. I will purchase the big goat, but I am taking this burrito, and there is nothing you can do about it.
Fine, take your burrito. I do not care anymore. You've been arguing with me for an hour. Just take it.
Thanks. I'm just going to read this.
Get out! You are a disgrace to taxidermists everywhere!
Your words saddened my camel-loving heart. Skeet, skeet.
Our hero went outside and ate his food and drank his Diet Pepsi. He then realized he forgot to ask for directions and went back inside.
No, I told you to get out.
Please, I need directions.
I only arrived in this country last week.
Then can you direct me to someone who can give me directions?
No, I cannot. I promise I will try to direct you if you will just leave.
Fine. I need directions to the swamp of Elitidore.
Never speak of that in here. It is legend.
Okay. Can I just buy these maps?
Yes.
Can I have it for free?
Get out!
Our hero grabbed a map entitled Secret and Mysterious Places in Nevada. He flipped through the book and discovered precise directions to the Swamp of Endless Mystery. Our hero hooted with joy at his discovery and quickly somersaulted onto the back of Julio, who rode off into the distance.
It seems that I have a few miles to travel before reaching the swamp. What is the sweeping butt?
I believe that is pronounced sweeping butte. After riding for what seemed like 30 minutes, Bim Bim Bada Bada Bum Bum Day reached his first detour, a smooth tower of red rock, the Sweeping Butte. The map read,
"Once you reach the Sweeping Butte, you will look really cute. If you check inside your booth, you will find someone who can give you another map." Darn! I am wearing my loafers today! What is that?
Suddenly, battle drums raged in the distance, and a hunchback figure emerged.
I'll bow before the great Chuck Norris!
It is I, Carlos Renares! I will destroy you, heifer worshipper.
Why?
Because you must not discover the secret without me, and you worship the Chuck's least favorite animal of them all. The bovine somatotropin.
Why do you assume I worship cows? Disgusting. I worship sheep. Anyway, why don't you just come along?
Unacceptable. I must travel alone.
But you travel with that goon over there.
He's got you there, boss.
I told you no back
Just then, a bolt of lightning struck Goon dead.
I must travel alone.
Holy shit! That was pretty cool. But seriously, you can just travel with me.
We shall race. I shall walk there. You can travel whatever way you like.
You are one crazy mofo. But okay, I will win, because I have a map.
Peace out!
Just then, Chuck Norris started running. He ran like a raging herd of panda were trying to gang rape him. And within 4.6753 seconds, he was gone.
I will just call my office and rent a helicopter.
Who will win the race? Will our hero finally reach the Swamp of Endless Mystery? Will Chuck Norris kill Badger Hukani Jonesmith Alupa Lupa? And will our hero finally learn the secret that will change life as we know it? All this and more in the next installment of The Gangster Indian! Alright, there it is.
Wow.
That was amazing.
The most beautiful piece of comedic gold you'll ever hear in your life.
It was spectacular.
Not affected by the writer's strike at all.
Nope. Nope.
It probably could have benefited from being affected by the writer's strike, though. Just saying.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not sure where you're going with that.
Me either.
Neither do I.
It was a good try, though.
I was trying to be timely and topical.
It was a good try.
I guess I'm just no good at it.
You just need to say, "Do you hear the whale?" And then go save one, and then you'll be very timely and topical.
I'll be timely and on your topical.
Okay, well, that's the end of the show. So we all hear whales, so we've got to go.
We must save the whale.
There's a whale right there. That is the worst whale impression I've ever heard.
I don't even, it's getting worse by the minute.
I know. Next week on the show, we're going to have our pre-Thanksgiving extravaganza.
What takes place at a pre-Thanksgiving extravaganza?
I don't know.
Okay. Beating the
But it'll get people to come back and listen.
Yeah.
We will make Matthew eat a whole raw turkey.
We will force him. We will tie him down and shove a full turkey down his throat.
And then give him syphilis.
What?
We won't do that. Unless you watch the after hours version of the show.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, anyway, so tune in next week for a pre-Thanksgiving extravaganza, and we will see you then. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Thanks.